today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Cathay Pacific says, yes, we are watching you in those seat back cameras, and plastic bottles are a thing of the past in just 3 weeks at SFO. Next in the news.
Citibank's cutting some of the travel benefits from many of its credit cards this month, and we have some basic safety rules to share when you find yourself near wild animals in a national park. We make you a smarter traveler at 320.
Did you see that video of the little girl flying through the air?
Oh, yeah, and the one of another person.
Did you see what the little girl's parents were doing while the little girl was flying through the air? They were running in a totally different direction. Kind of interesting if you watch. We want to answer your travel inquiries in the second half of the hour. We dig into our mailbag to answer questions you sent us, and we invite you to call us with your questions.
And prizes for selected callers and writers. Details coming up at 3:28.
The one place you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Yep, you guessed it. It's the latest edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska, I go north to Russia's own.
At this time, 3 to 4 o'clock, you get another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, folks.
Is that what we're doing?
That's it, buddy. I'm Tom Romano. Wow. To my left is Mark Hoffman.
No wonder you show up here every week at the same time.
Pretty much. I wouldn't miss it for the world. This is probably, one of my favorite times of the week. It gives me a chance to kind of leave all the baggage of all the other minutia that goes on during the week aside. You know how sometimes people play golf so that when they're leaning over that putt and they're concentrating, everything else in the world just kind of washes away.
Yeah.
And it's kind of mind cleansing. And I find coming in and doing the Travel Guy show with you a lot like that.
It's kind of mind cleansing.
Yeah, it's kind of
you just pretty much lose your mind while you're doing the Travel Guys.
It's kind of like putting. Well, at the top of every Travel Guys radio program, we take time out to bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with that, let's turn to my left, your right, and to some people straight ahead with Mark Hoffman and the Travel News.
The directionally politically correct Travel Guys program. Tom, remember a few months back, I don't know, it's been 6 months, maybe it's been a year. Time flies faster when you get older. If you remember, it was revealed that in the backs of some of those seats on airlines that have the screens, that there actually were little miniature cameras in some of them. And some of the airlines came out very quickly, and I don't remember who said that, oh, we've never connected those. And another one said, oh, well, they're connected, but we've never used them.
Yeah.
And they were all, because people were like, oh, my God, you know, they've been watching me put my feet up on the furniture. And so very quickly it was, No, we would never do that. We would never do that. Well, now Cathay Pacific, which is the Hong Kong-based carrier, has come out and said, you know those little cameras on the seat backs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been using those to watch you, and we're still using those. And we're learning a lot of information, particularly about our premium customers. We're learning what they like to drink and when they like to drink it and what they like to eat and what they don't like to eat. And so they're basically compiling a file if you'd like to sit in first class on Cathay Pacific. So I don't know if they're checking the people who take their socks off and put their feet on the furniture in the back, or join the Mile High Club while they're still in their seats. I'm unaware of what that extent of that.
As a frequent flyer and someone who flies first class a lot, and probably faced with those.
Whenever they will let me up there for free, I am there.
How does that settle with you?
I see some pretty strange people get on airplanes. We're hurtling through the sky at hundreds of miles an hour in a sealed aluminum tube with very limited ways of getting out of the sky. I want to be safe. I want to make sure that people know that if they come on that airplane and they act up or they do something bad to me or anyone else and cause a disturbance, that there's going to be a record of it.
Okay, so you're good with it.
So I kind of am, because I don't do anything on an airplane that would cause me to be concerned about the airline watching me. Now, that doesn't necessarily include everywhere in my life, but on an airplane, in my seat, I'm not doing anything that's, you know, going to get a warrant issued for me, hopefully.
Okay. All right.
So anyways, that's me too. I was going to throw it back to you.
I just make sure to fly Southwest and I never have to worry about TV screens or cameras.
That's it. You just take your phone and watch TV on your phone.
I have been known to do that, but you can't get it. No, I can't take that back. There's never a Wi-Fi strong enough to stream anything on
Southwest.
On a plane, no.
Yeah, no. Many people don't know that if on many airlines there are ways you can get texts while you're charging.
Right.
So many people don't know
that you're getting a phone call on your plane.
That you can get texts on your airplane when you're flying.
I have texted people that were on planes,
which is the perfect substitute to not being able to get a telephone call.
Absolutely.
Here's a headline. Bat surprises passengers on Spirit Airlines flight. Apparently, a Spirit flight from Charlotte to Newark on Wednesday, a bat was loose in the cabin.
Oh, man. That is bad, because you realize that if a bat just flies by you, it could secrete stuff on you that could cause you to have to go get rabies shots.
Twitter users quickly flooded the comment section with jokes. You know, just your typical emotional support animal.
Yeah.
And another one said, I mean, the airline is named Spirit.
Oh, boy.
So anyways, yes, not a really not a particularly good thing. But according to the one of the passengers on the flight, somebody eventually trapped the bat using a book and a cup and locked it in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight, causing the bat to join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, you go on. You're like, I say, you know, and you probably read the stories. Bats are not safe, and bats are not something that you have to touch to contract rabies from.
Uh-huh.
So all those people need to get vaccinated right away.
Right away. Okay. What comes next in the American Airlines mechanics dispute? Some of you may not know that American Airlines has been having a dispute with their mechanics. Southwest went through this earlier this year and late last year. The mechanics are, what they do is they kind of do everything by the book, and that tends to make more planes come out of the sky. And of course, American had some of the MAX planes, so they're kind of scrambling to fill their schedule and stuff anyway. According to American, over 175,000 passengers have been affected by the mechanics' actions of doing everything by the book. I guess there's two ways to fix an airplane. You know, you can fix it so that it can fly, or you can fix it like the book says that you have to fix it. I'm not an airline mechanic, so I don't know. But anyway, if you're thinking about flying American 3 or 4 months down the road during the holiday season, they've had some real issues with the quality of service. Right now, they're kind of at the bottom of the pile. It tends to rotate as to who there is there, but American's there now. If you're thinking about flying American 3 or 4 months from now and the fare on the other airline is the same, you might want to buy the ticket on the other airline, because strikes tend to happen at busy times of the year. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
A comedian twittered to Delta and said, I just got sucked through the toilet hole. Apparently he was on an airplane, and you know, you go in the bathroom and you hit that flush button and that vacuum comes, and he sent teasing them, of course, that he had just gotten sucked through the toilet hole. He didn't mention what body parts or if it's the whole thing or anything, but he said, excuse me, Delta, but this is outrageous. I just got sucked through the toilet hole in one of your aircraft.
He texted the airline.
I'm now hurtling through the sky. Can I get my money back? This never happens on Southwest. And lo and behold, he actually got a response. I'm back. Excuse me. Let's see here. Where is it? Hello, Delta. Hello, Drew. We're sorry to learn of this. Can you please provide more detail as to what occurred?
I learned a long time ago, you don't flush those when you're still sitting on them. You know? I mean, you know, you've heard that sound. You know, what does that sound like?
It can't be positive.
I would think.
And if you're a man, there's a lot more at risk than if you're a woman. I'm just saying that there are things that are closer to the ground and more susceptible to that.
Okay.
Anyways,
moving on to the.
They say radio
the
is theater
news.
Of the mind, so
we've
painted that picture. Our guest from last week, Robert McGarvey, who talked to us last week here on the Travel Guys, says has an article this week. Says it's time to give us keyless hotel entry. His word is that hotel keys are too easy to hack, and that people should be using their phone to get into their hotel room, and that would make us all a lot safer. So the next time I have Robert on, I will talk to him about that. There is a big strike planned for Heathrow Airport on August 5th and 6th. You say, oh, wait a minute. This is because today is August the 4th. Well, yes, Heathrow is going to have a strike on August 5th and 6th. So if you're flying there, your airline in many cases has issued some travel advisories and waivers. So if you haven't left yet or you're not aware of that, well, you can take a look at those. There is another possible work action planned for later in August. These are things that happen fairly frequently in Europe. Do your homework and make sure you know what you're getting into before you get there. That is your travel news for today.
All right. Coming up on the Travel Guys, we're going to talk about Citibank cutting some of their benefits with their credit cards. And we're going to make you a smarter wildlife national park goers. Keep you safe. That's next on the Travel Guys.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Welcome to the Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here every Sunday. And,
excuse me, I'm just checking in.
Yeah. Are you checking in?
Yes.
Well, you can check in, but you know what?
What?
You can never leave.
Oh.
Wow. That's the deal. You got to watch out for that Hotel California.
Wow. So how much are the rooms if you don't know how long you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you can check out anytime you like.
But you can never leave.
You can
leave.
Never leave.
Yeah, well, there. You know, the price of the room has something to do with your soul, my friend.
I see. Is there a resort fee?
Cents.
Does the Hotel California have a resort fee? Because that's the question that most of us are asking.
Yeah. Yeah, continental breakfast.
Oh, yes.
Okay, as promised, we're going to cover a couple of subjects here in the next 12 minutes.
Oh, we are.
You want to start with the Citibank thing?
We are. Yes. If you,
do you have a Citibank?
Cards bank
with Citibank on them?
Can I have just a second?
Yeah, take a look.
Let me see. I've got Alaska Airlines. No, that's Bank of America. Is this rude to make all of the listeners? Well, that's American Express. No, I don't appear to have a Citibank.
Okay, but if you do have
My Amazon card is Citibank.
Okay, yeah. And if it's and if you have one, what kind of changes are we talking about?
What
benefits might we
be losing? Most people, Tom, they don't even know that they get stuck someplace they miss their connection and they're stuck in an airport overnight and they had to pay for a hotel room and all this stuff. And they're lamenting the fact that they're out a couple $100. And they don't know that in their pocket is a credit card that has a benefit that would reimburse them for that. And this is the case in many situations. Some people are more savvy. They read the fine print in the medium print, as we suggested last week on these things, and say, oh, there's a benefit. I'll just tuck that away and I may have some use for that. Trip interruption insurance. You get someplace and weather causes you not to be able to carry on or something. And so now you've got expenses, and so it helps pay that. So many credit cards offer these benefits. Probably the best travel benefit they offer, many of them, almost all American Express cards are like this, and many Citibank cards offer you car rental liability insurance so that when you go to rent a car from Hertz or National, you don't have to pay them $30 a day for their liability insurance because you're already covered by a credit card in your wallet.
But you probably need to use that credit card to secure that car.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you use good point. If the credit card's in your wallet and has the benefit, it won't do you any good unless you use the card to make that purchase. But indeed, that's one of the things that many of the city cards, not all of them that have the travel benefits, are going away. That's why it's really important. These changes are coming September the 22nd. Some of the things that are going away: travel and emergency assistance, roadside assistance dispatch service. So your car breaks down, you don't have AAA, your rental car is broken down, you used to be able to call your credit card company and they would send somebody to come and help you. no more. No more lost baggage protection or baggage delay protection. No more trip delay protection. One is for your bag. If it gets delayed, one is for your body. Worldwide travel accident insurance, trip cancellation and interruption protection, and of course the worldwide car rental insurance. So that some of these things for some people could be a big deal. For some people, they may be things that they've never even known were there. So they're not going to know that they're not there until by chance they need it someday. And even then it might not be an issue because if they didn't know it was there. And so anyway.
So one of the things that, you know, you need to do is go to the website for your credit card, American Express, for example. Mm-hmm. And there you'll find, if you poke around a little bit, the benefits page. And maybe print it, take note of it, and use it if you have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Auto Slash is the name of the discount car rental online travel agent, Auto Slash, that sent out the best press release that I could find. So if you go online to look for this, Inner Auto Slash, City Credit Card Benefits Auto Slash, and that'll probably get you to the right release. I didn't think to put that at Travel Guys Radio, so I apologize for that. But this is some pretty interesting, and if you are one of these people who have a Citibank card and you use one of these benefits, if you use, for example, the rental car one, that's a pretty big deal. If you rent a car half a dozen times a year, this could be hundreds of dollars. So it might be time for you to consider changing your credit card. So anyway, do your homework. And hopefully it's not too bad. I have one other thing here that I wanted to talk about. Surely most folks now have been amused or mortified by the video of the child at Yellowstone Park being mm-hmm. hurtled in the air by the bison. And you told me before we went on the air that there was a second video.
There was. It wasn't at the same location, but it was at a wild animal park. And again, it was a little herd of a bison that... Mm-hmm. That were disturbed and attacked some people, on the road or in right there, and same results of knocking somebody 6-7 feet in the air.
Well, this first one happened in the Old Faithful Geyser area of Yellowstone, and the bison roam. It's the park, and they're protected there, so they have priority over humans. Plus, I will point out to you that a bison is several times larger than a human, quite a bit heavier.
They can run 35 miles an hour, so don't think that you can outrun one.
You're not going to outrun one, and if they catch you, even if they just run into you, it's not going to be pleasant. So as if you've seen the video online, I didn't put it online because I figured by now everybody who wanted to had seen it, but basically a little 9-year-old girl, this is just a week or 2 weeks ago now it's been, there were about 50 people in an observation point trail at the Old Faithful Geyser area. And they'd been there for about 20 minutes observing this bison. And witnesses say, and a couple pictures that were taken show, that people were within 5 to 10 feet of this animal, which is absolute insanity. Because it's a big animal, and the animal's just standing there, and it's very placid and everything, and you're thinking, well, you know, if the animal decides to do anything...
It must be the tame bison that they have here at the Yosemite
exactly,
Park.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can pet it.
Yeah, and so... The bison got irritated and tossed that little girl in the air, and it's fortunate that she wasn't injured. However, if you're in a national park, or even if you're not in a national park, if you just go to Burning Man and you're out in the middle of the desert and you see a bison, or if at Burning Man you might think you see a bison in the middle of the desert, or any other wild animal, keep your distance. And by keep your distance, I don't mean 5 or 10 feet. These are not animals. They're not used to, you know, they're not going to have a conversation with you. So you need to be 50 to 100 feet away, and you need to be someplace. You need to take a look around and say, huh, if that animal came after me, I could go to X place and be safe.
Right.
Getting up there and getting that extra good picture, or heaven forbid, that selfie with the animal in the background or something. I mean, what is it? We're up in the 30s now of people who have died in, special places around the planet this year that have just been reported trying to take selfies. So you're trying to get that special picture of the animal, or you're putting your child in danger because you want the child to be close to the animal so you can get the perfect picture. It's just craziness.
You know, and national parks and aren't the only places. There's a lot of places where animals are somewhat on view. Take, for instance, what used to be the SeaWorld, or the one down here in Vallejo.
It's Marine World.
Yeah, Marine World. It's more so of amusement park now than it is the animals. But many years ago, I was there with my daughters, you know, four-year-olds.
Okay.
And she ran up to a fence, and on the other side of the fence were some flamingos. Well, the flamingo comes over and sticks its head through the fence and grabs her by the arm.
Wow.
Okay. So, you know, it can happen anytime. Keep an eye on your children, Tom Romano.
Yeah.
And don't...
Unless, of course, you're trying to have fewer children, in which case, why just let them run through the park?
There you go. It can happen anytime, and it can happen sometimes in areas where the animals aren't necessarily roaming free, but can reach you through an opening, you know. So it's you got to use some common sense.
Stay at least 25 yards away from large animals, bison, elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, coyotes, 25 yards away, okay? And at least 100 yards away from bears, wolves, things of that sort. If need be, turn around and go the other way to avoid interacting with a wild animal in close proximity. It might save your life. One other thing I forgot in the news here after putting it in the headline, about travel, about plastic bottles at SFO. In 3 weeks, they're going to be banned there. Vendors will no longer sell them. They're going to have places for you to fill your water bottles. They will have aluminum and glass bottles that you can buy there if you do not bring your own. But they are doing away with plastic bottles. Is this going to be an inconvenience to some people? Yes, it's going to be. And people are going to moan and complain about it. And good for them. This has got to start somewhere. This is insanity, what we're doing to our planet. So... good news for San Francisco. They are saying we are going to stop contributing to the pile of plastic in the ocean and other places. So if you want a plastic water bottle at San Francisco, make sure you bring it with you, because in 2.5 weeks, you won't be able to get one. Okay. After the news, Tom, we're going to do something fun here. We've got some mailbag questions that people have sent in online. I'd love to take some callers. I've got a $50 Macy's gift certificate here for the person who has the best travel question in the next segment. So 916-921-1530. That's 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530. Give us a call with your travel question. And Alex, we'll put you on hold and we will talk to you. And if you give us the best question in the next segment, we will award you this $50 Macy's gift card. You can go on a mini shopping excursion. It won't be a big one, but it will at least buy you some new underwear or something.
There you go. And then in our last segment for the program today, we have taken some of the questions we get on our travel guys mailbag, if you will, and we're going to answer those for you on the air. And once again, if you go to travelguysradio.com, over on the far right hand side of the page, right underneath the these two really good looking guys picture here, I don't know who they are, you can put your name and your email address and put in your question, and if we can't answer it on the air, Mark will answer it by email and send it back to you.
916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. If you have a travel question, we'd love to talk to you. We are the Travel Guys. We're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back here on News Radio KFBK.
Thanks for joining us. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. It's the Travel and Entertainment Guys here to make you a smarter traveler. Thanks for joining us. Mark, we got a few phone calls. We want to get to them and answer some people's questions. And again, you know, I don't know, Mark is very judgmatic kind of guy. He's going to judge your question.
Me?
Are you judging, or are you just going
to... Alex do it in the control room.
Are you just going to... Just because they got through and...
I threatened him. Yeah, no, I only got one gift card. So if we piddle around too long here, we won't get all of these people on the air. So why don't you introduce our first caller here?
So that's what I am, piddling around.
Piddling around, that's...
Earlier today, I was putting. Now I'm piddling.
Now you're piddling.
All right, should we get to it?
Yep.
All right, Doug, line one, thanks for joining us here on The Travel Guys. Hello, Doug.
Oh, hi. Yeah, can you hear me now?
We can.
There you go.
All right. So I just wanted to say, I'll pass on the gift, but I was at Yellowstone with my young son about 10 years ago or so, and I couldn't believe how brazen people are. I respect wild animals. And we were by the place kind of like Grand Canyon. We parked there. We were taking a walk. And I happened to look up, and this bison was looking right at me. I was the older guy. And then we had the clearing to go through, and people were just wandering through with their kids. No big deal. But I told my son, he says, I'll wait for you, Dad. I said, no, you go ahead because I can't outrun this animal. He's on a ridge. During the rutting season, I found out later that he had his harem on the other side of the ridge. And he looked at me, and he bluff charged me a couple times up there on the ridge. And if he had ran, he could have killed me because I was exhausted.
Wow.
And I had nothing but respect for those animals.
So as you can see, there's a perfect example of somebody who first person response there.
Doug.
Yeah, that's stay out of the thanks real live type stuff. Mike in El Dorado Hills, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Yeah, hi guys. This is Mike. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. So, can you hear me? Okay,
we can.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So here's my question. In we were traveling in the Philippines, and we went to the island of Palawan to a place called El Nido, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. My wife from the Philippines, you know, lives here with me, and decided to take her whole family. So we had 16 of her family members on the plane. And this is a question about credit card coverage. On the way back, we got to the airport, and literally we were like 5 minutes, and we could try to get on the plane. We could see the plane hadn't loaded yet, and so we're all like standing there saying, please let us on, please let us on. And we're seeing everybody standing there, and they see we have 16 people waiting to get on. We at the front desk, they wouldn't let us on. They made my wife pay for 16 more tickets, full cost, and we could have gotten on that plane. This is a small plane going from one island in the Philippines, from Palawan to another island in Iloilo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, we're talking a small plane. So having not 16 passengers on the plane is a huge portion of the plane. We were all there. He said, please let us on. And we're looking at the people that were standing next to us because the line was there. The woman refused to let us on. And my wife called asked for the manager, and can you help us? You can imagine. If you had your family and 16, you're taking 15 of your family members plus two of us.
So was this so Mike, let me break into your story here for a minute and ask you a couple of questions. Was this a connecting flight?
So no, what we did is we were inter-island. So we used Cebu Pacific to originally go from Iloilo.
So you were using, I'm sorry to talk over you, but we only have a limited amount of time here. So so you were using a local carrier. This wasn't part of your, what I was looking for was a carrier affiliated with Delta or American or United or something like that, where you could go back to the carrier that you bought the ticket from and say, hey, your partner didn't do a good job here. So did you ever find out why they wouldn't allow you on the airplane?
No, they just said you were late and you missed the connecting flight, our policy is we don't let anybody on. When we weren't late, we were there, the line was there, they just wouldn't let us on.
Okay, but they said you missed the connecting flight. Was there some kind of irregularity with getting to where you were, how you got there? Was there a flight that you missed that they had to put you on a different flight, or was beforehand?
No, literally, picture a very small airport. You run in to the old groups there to get on,
uh-huh.
Go to the front desk, and they wouldn't let us on. They said that we were late.
Well, it's hard to say, obviously there's a piece of information there that we don't have, and it might be, the piece of information might be that they just put the screws to you. Sometimes what happens in these situations, Mike, is that is that there's a check-in deadline. It's 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever it is. And if you miss that deadline, then they go by the book and say, well, we had some standby passengers. We've already taken some of your seats. I don't know if that was the case in this situation or not. It sounds like it wasn't, but I would sure try to follow up with the carrier. I mean, it sounds like what you've got here is a small inner island carrier, local carrier, and there may not be too much that you can do about it, but certainly there must be an FAA or a similar type of organization for the country. You probably at this point are just going to chalk it up to lost dollars. What an interesting, that's a difficult thing. Mike, if you want to send me some more information to travelguysradio.com, I'd be happy to try to turn this over to Chris Elliott or some of his folks and try to get you a little bit of help with it. Let's see if we can take one more here. Brian in Sacramento, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah. I was listening to the show. Great topic. I came to California from Gary, Indiana by train, and it was just an incredible ride. Saw the Grand Canyon like the earlier caller was talking about. And I was thinking, my thoughts, and get your opinion. One of the best ways to see a lot of places in America is just go by train. And now with the advent of Uber, you could even get to a designation and catch Uber. And it's not just the designation. It's the journey that's just incredible. Because one last thing, considering before the interstate freeways were developed, a lot of these train tracks are on the sides of mountains and rural. It's just incredible. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
I think that train travel in this country, I'm a tour operator, so I generally move groups of people. So traveling by train on scheduled train service is sometimes a true challenge. But if you're traveling by yourself or with a small group of people, there's a couple of you or three or four in your party, and you're not real picky about time. It doesn't matter whether you get into Denver at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock in the evening, makes no difference whatsoever. Some of the train routes in this country are spectacular. Some of the accommodations are not as spectacular, so you have to be a little bit flexible. Amtrak has not been allowed to buy a lot of new equipment for a long time, so it's been hard for them to kind of keep up. And many of the trains only operate once a day, but there are a lot of great sightseeing trains. Also, in the state of Colorado, you can put together an entire week-long itinerary just doing sightseeing trains throughout the state of Colorado, one of the places where there are some really cool things left. Okay, so that takes care of a few call-ins. Now what we want to do in the next segment is go to some of the folks who wrote in to TravelGuysRadio.com over the last few weeks. And some of these folks I've already answered, but some of them we've got are kind of general interest questions that we can answer for you right here on the radio.
There you go. We are the Travel Guys. Again, visit us at TravelGuysRadio.com. That is where you can leave your questions for the Travel Guys. Most of the time we do it by way of email rather than on the phone. All right, we're the Travel Guys. We'll be back with more. Stick around right here on KFBK. Welcome, everyone. It is Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We are known as the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK every Sunday, 3 to 4, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And we have this mailbag thing that we do from time to time. And before we jump into our mailbag and share some of the questions and answers with you, Mark, let listeners know how they can submit their questions to the Travel Guys.
Yeah, if you have a travel question, you can send one to us. You're about to hear an example of some of them. You go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and right on the homepage, there's a place where you can fill out a simple form. I'll try to answer as many of them personally as I can, and some of the selected ones that we think are of general interest, we will answer on the show. TravelGuysRadio.com is where you'll find the form.
Okay, let's jump into the mailbag here and answer some of your questions. This one I know a lot of folks going to Disneyland on a regular basis, and you're always looking to be a smarter Disney goer when you go. And Robert Jackson said that he's taking his family in October, and I think that's a good time to go, Robert. And he heard us mention on the air an important tip about visiting theme parks, and one of them had to do with What, Mark?
It's two tips for theme parks, really and truly. When you get there first thing in the morning, try to go as far from the front entrance as you possibly can and pick out the biggest attraction, the furthest from the front entrance, something that you would expect to stand in line in for 45 minutes later in the day, because you'll be the first people there. And as when we were talking before the show started, you were giving the example of Space Mountain at Disneyland, that you might be able to go there and ride that ride twice before anybody showed up.
And this is the reason is now everybody is going to the new Star Wars attraction, which is just kind of towards the back of the park. It's a ways away. Mm-hmm. Some friends of mine who recently went, they discovered that Space Mountain and a couple of the other rides that are also a ways from the front of the park are open now.
Because are not in as great a favor as
exactly.
They were. They've slipped on the list by one, yeah.
Everybody is going to see the new Star Wars, and you will be able to get in and see it, but you might want to skip it at the front of the day, and as Mark said, head to the furthest back part of the park other than the Star Wars attraction and enjoy a couple of go-rounds on Space Mountain in maybe 20, 30 minutes.
And Robert, the other suggestion I have, and this really applies on just about anything tourism-related now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, early bird gets the worm, so get up, get to, especially a theme park. Get there with the first crush of people in the morning when it first opens up, and again, if you go to the back of the park. Also, you'll find that earlier in the day, the employees are less frazzled. If there happens to be heat, why then you're not dealing with that. People are generally in a better mood, people who are waiting in line, your fellow park visitors and things like that. And that way, when the kids get really worn out by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you go find respite somewhere and take a nap and maybe double back for an evening visit. But then you leave off the hottest part of the day. So that's just the other thing is that some of those things that are at the front part of the park will be completely abandoned by late afternoon, some of those attractions, because all the people who have come in will have already done them.
Also, keep in mind that you have a couple of large parades and shows that will occur, between 8 and like 9 o'clock. If you're willing to stick it out and get some rest in the late afternoon and come back, and you'll find that the park, everybody will head home right after that parade or that fireworks show is over, and some of the rides that you couldn't get on during the day will now be available. And if you're a real trooper and you stick it out to the very end, you might get 2 or 3 rides on maybe your favorite ride within the last 45 minutes of closing.
This is, of course, unless you have a 3 or 4 year old in tow, in which case your day has already long since ended. What's up next here, Tom?
Okay. Linda from Folsom says that she paid Southwest $20 to get one of those better boarding numbers that you're always looking for and willing to spend money on. And she ended up with B17, Mark. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know, how could there be 77 people in front of her when she paid to be at the front of the line?
Well, and that's it's a good question, and there's an answer to it. For those of you who haven't flown Southwest or are wondering how Linda's doing her math, Southwest boards 60 people in an A group, 60 in a B group, and 60 in a C group, but there are 60 spaces for people to board 1 through 60. So if she got B17, all the people in the A group and 16 people in the B group hypothetically were ahead of her. The reason she's so far back is, first of all, Southwest holds the first 15 numbers, the lowest numbers in the A group, for what they call their business class people. So you pay an extra premium, you get a free drink, and you get on the airplane first. Then come the A-lister people. These are people, frequent travelers, who have flown 25 flights or more with Southwest the previous year or already that year. They are assigned, I'm in that group, we are assigned a number. We don't have to check in. We're assigned a number aft somewhere starting with A16. On some flights, there are only a few of us. On some flights, there can be as many as 20 or 25. So now you can be back as far as A35 or A40, and you aren't the only person who bought that move-up number. So
I'm calling you guys and find out when you're flying and make sure I'm not booking that.
Well, they won't let groups. I can't buy it for everybody in a group. They won't let me do that. So I can't leapfrog with a group. So if a group's flying, it's kind of an advantage because of course you don't have any way of knowing this when you're doing it.
Right.
But if you get to the gate and you find a group is flying, you know that you are going to be ahead of them. Also, anybody who is an A-lister and doesn't get an A boarding pass gets to board between the A and the B group. That's when Southwest does family boarding and stuff. So actually, Linda, those people could have had even worse numbers than you. It's possible there could have been more than 77 people. With Southwest, this is the deal. Those business select, those 8, 1 to 15 boarding passes, this doesn't always happen, but frequently, I would say 60-70% of the time, you get to the gate and there's a little sign on the counter that says that some of those 1 through 15 slots are available. The cost depends on the length of the flight. But if you're flying to Baltimore or Dallas or something like that, it's 3-4 hours in a plane, and you want to make sure that you get that coveted aisle or that window or that exit row seat, then pay them the $40 or $50 or $60 at the airport and get that number that's really super low, and now you're in business. Of course, if you've already bought a move up and now you're buying another move up, they're not going to give you a refund for the first one. So anyways.
All righty, we're digging into the Travel Guy's mailbag, answering some of your questions. And our next question comes from, if I get this right, Raha from Sacramento. He said he noticed restaurant prices have gotten ridiculous as far as he's concerned. He and his wife went to San Francisco into the city for dinner on the wharf. Modest dinner with no cocktails, over $100 for two, including an appetizer and shared dessert. He saw an extra 4% tax on the bill and was told it had something to do with health care benefits. And he said, as a boss, I wish I could tack a tax to pay for my employees' health care onto every bill.
Well, okay. This is a legit thing. The city of San Francisco has chosen to do some mandatory things to improve the plight of those folks on the bottom rungs of the societal ladder there in San Francisco, people who are working for a living and can't possibly make enough money to survive in San Francisco. So you can be on the right or left side of that, but this is reality. These are things that San Francisco has already done, so we're not here to argue these points, but to explain them. San Francisco, the restaurants can impose this tax. I think it's a little over 4%. They can either put it into their food costs, they can make it visible on their bill, they can do however they want to. If you're a business person, it's kind of hard to absorb 4%, so it has to be in there somewhere. It either has to be in the food costs, or you're putting it down as a surcharge afterwards, and I guess that's up to each individual business person as to how they do that. It is legit. It is heavily monitored in San Francisco. There are three choices for where that money goes in terms of health care plans and options for the people who are involved. It is interesting to note, in doing my research to answer your question, Raj, is that this has made health care almost universal among this group of people in San Francisco. So almost everybody has health care, whereas previously only about 50% did. So you can argue whether or not it's worth it or not, but I can tell you that the statistics show that the people who are getting that money are using it to take advantage of the opportunity to have health care. And of course, many people who are servers and things like that in restaurants are working off of a wage that isn't even a minimum wage, because they're getting something less than a minimum wage on the theory that they will get gratuitous and stuff like that. Some do very well, some don't.
So, right. Now, do you know whether any other cities are participating in this kind of thing?
Yes. Many are considering it. Some are doing it on a lesser level, but many are looking at it as a way to kind of bring up the folks on the bottom. Also, it's interesting to note that, you know, most of the new jobs that are being created in the economy these days are not $25, $30 an hour jobs. They're service jobs that are paying mm-hmm. the minimum wage or close to it. So we're getting more and more of these folks in a world where it's hard to make ends meet, even if you've got two people in a household working for the minimum wage or close to it. So this is a way of living in San Francisco and its surrounding areas is very expensive. So this is one of the ways that the people of San Francisco have chosen to bring to bring those people up.
All right, we got time for one more. We wrap up our show for today. We got to Louisa in Sacramento and asks, a long time ago, she heard us with a guest on our show talking about traveling with children. She had kids, and she has a great website. I think I know who she's talking about, and she even said, I think her name was Heather.
It was Summer, I think, is who she was talking about.
Summer Hull.
It's interesting because sometimes when I'm thinking of Summer Hull, I think of her as Heather.
We have called her Heather.
Heather, yes, exactly. So, and that may be how this lady remembers it because we called the lady. Anyway, her name is Summer Hull. She's from a website called Mommy Points. She has folded her website now into a bigger website, but her website, mommypoints.com, is at travelguysradio.com. So, and I have sent, based on your note, Louisa, I have sent Heather a note and said, Heather, see, there we go.
I sent
Summer a note and said, one of our listeners, actually, you were the second one to ask about tips for traveling with kids. So I've invited her back on the program. So hopefully she will be back soon. Again, if you have a question for us and you would like us to answer, if you go to travelguysradio.com. We will do our best to give you an informed answer. And that's the mailbag for today.
And that pretty much is the Travel Guys for today. Two folks, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, Ed Perkins is going to be with us. Been a while since we've had Ed on, and he's going to talk about skip lagging. And it's not something you do with a